Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. We are live from out the front of the Bunbury Forum at the moment. We're about to start walking almost completely naked, Julesy.
Yes, but we'll explain that in a little bit.
Already got people honking
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, I know. We're going to explain what is going on very, very soon. We've got to do Live for Free.
Hit Southwest's Live for Free.
Would you pay my rent? Your own home starts with a grand at Home Buyers Centre.
Okay, so if you have registered at hit.com.au and you live in Margaret River or Australind, and your names are Catherine Hardigan? Okay, these names
Hardigan?
Are really... Why is it my job to read out the names? Seriously?
I don't know.
Catherine Hardigan and Jolene Groenwald.
They are the names that we are calling out this morning. If they are your names or you know them, tell them to hit them up. Tell them to call 13, 12, 16. They could have their rent or their mortgage paid for an entire year. All thanks to the guys at Home Buyers Centre.
Yeah,
your own home starts with a grand at the Home Buyers Centre.
The first person through will actually go into the draw to live for free.
Yeah, but
Jesse, you seem so nervous. I'm nervous for you. It is for a reason out here.
While we wait on them to call us back, we should explain why we are out the front of the Bunbury Forum at the moment. We have been set with the task of walking from the Eel Up roundabout to the Breck.
Yep.
Because the movie The Naked Wanderer comes out on the 30th of August.
Yep.
I got just a little scene in that movie. And so apparently now I have to do a naked wanderer
as
well.
Yeah, we want to know how committed you actually are.
I'll fully explain the entire story for you next. But before we get to that...
You're still dressed.
I need to take my clothes off.
Oh,
I feel wrong.
Gosh, we should have been doing this in the dirty before 6:30, to be honest.
It feels too much. But anyway, I'm going to get stuck in right now. We'll come back and explain ourselves in just a moment.
We'll be completely naked and we'll be walking on our way to the Barack.
It's Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Live from Sandridge Road as we do our little naked wander down the streets of Bunbury, Jules.
Jesse is butt naked right now.
Butt being the operative word.
Literally, the looks that you are getting from people driving past is hilarious.
You can tell who are hit listeners because they're like, oh, yeah.
They're like, beep, beep, beep. But the ones who aren't listening right now, they have no idea what the hell is going on. And I'm telling you, I'm like standing a meter away from you and you look naked. The loincloth.
It's skin colored.
It is skin colored.
Like, you just look butt naked. Like, it's just so bad.
How's the wedgie going? Because you've been complaining.
It's not good. And before we get too deep into this, though, I do want to explain why we're doing this as another beep goes off. There's a movie, Naked Wanderer, that's premiering at the Breck on the 30th of August.
Yes. Now, you, about a year ago,
year
played
and a half,
a little part in it. And we were talking to Callan yesterday.
Yeah.
He was saying, you know, how committed are you as an actor?
Yeah. Will you be, you know... Will you do what Angus McLaren, the main man, did, and will you walk naked?
Yeah.
And he kind of thinly veiled the threat that my scene might not make the movie, and this is what he said.
Come on, mate. You need to prove that you're dedicated to the craft. I mean, you've filmed a scene. We'll see if it actually makes the movie. I mean, what would you do to really show yourself a leading man?
To prove yourself, Jesse.
Like I have proved myself. It's in the scene. You know, you'll see my beautiful acting. You know, it's just effortless.
Callan, I've got. What do you reckon, Jesse? Do a naked wander.
Yeah, look, you do that, and we'll talk about maybe putting your scene back in the movie.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, and now it's actually happening.
And that's where we are right now as we get more beeps and more.
And hey, Cara from CrossFit Bunbury as well too, babe. We see ya.
Yeah, yeah. So we are almost at Bedshed here. We've walked from the Eel Up roundabout down to Bedshed at the moment, and we're getting to the Breck where the premiere is on the 30th of August. And with any luck, this will show my commitment to the movie.
Absolutely. I'm so... impressed by your commitment, not by what you're actually like.
There's nothing impressive about me visually at the moment.
Oh, come off it, Jesse.
ladies,
if you're driving past, I want a triple beat. And triple beat means a rating, a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10.
That's how we're doing this.
But this, with any luck, will get me into that movie and that, you know, then I'll be on the...
Yeah! Three beats!
And I'll have my name on the credit sheet along with John Cleese there. So... This is...
The blokes are even bigger.
The boys are into it as well. Anyway, we're going to keep doing your hits in old school this morning. As we wait on a call back about Live for Free as well, if you've heard your name this morning, make sure you call through on 13, 12, 16 as quickly as you can. We'll have more of our Naked Walk for you up next. It's Jesse and Jules.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
It is Jesse and Jules this morning on Hit FM as we do our naked wander straight down Sandridge Road. Actually, at the front of Harvey Norman Bunbury at the moment.
Yes, we are. Yeah, Jesse, past. Bloody hell, mate. We are causing some chaos out here on the streets.
I tell you what, my confidence has never been so high.
You're people getting the woof whistle. You're getting all the beats. Oh, my gosh.
I feel pretty good about myself this morning.
I'm not even lying. He is strutting his stuff butt naked. Oh, my gosh. Can we stop in at Domino's? Is
no. Come on, we're already behind on time. We're trying to get to the break.
But we are still waiting for Catherine Hardigan or Jolene Groenwald to give us a call to Live for Free.
Yeah,
they could be paying their rent or their mortgage for an entire year.
Yeah, now if you're wondering why we're walking naked down Sandridge Road, it's for the movie The Naked Wanderer, which does premiere at the Breck on August 30. And my scene may or may not be cut from the movie.
This is probably the best promotion they've ever bloody got.
I was going to say, I feel like
you're butt naked right now, and all the beats are just insane.
It's a bit out of control, but look, we got to keep walking. We're now. What are we? Just walked past Harvey Norman Bunbury. So, who are we waiting on a call back?
Oh,
Catherine Hardigan.
Yep. I just closed my phone. Hold on, I got to do a face.
This is truly live radio for anyone who was wondering.
Okay, so we're waiting for Catherine Hardigan and Jolene Groenwald. So Catherine Hardigan from Margaret River, Jolene Groenwald from Australine. If you know the ladies, literally you've got less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, surely there's less than 10 minutes to get through. The first one through on 13, 12, 16 goes in the running to have your rent or your mortgage paid for an entire year. And you've still got time if you want to register. Hit.com.au, you could have your mortgage or your rent paid for an entire year. It's all thanks to the guys at the Home Buyer Centre. Your own home starts at the Grand at the Home Buyer Centre. But Julesy, up next, we're getting into what's trending.
Yes, yeah, we are.
Let's go.
Trending now.
Hits.com.au.
Okay, so I know how obsessed I am with Miley Cyrus
and
Liam Hemsworth and their split. Turns out Miley actually doesn't want to get a divorce. She just wants a little bit of a break.
Right, right, right.
But we are all hoping that they actually do get divorced because he might be the next Batchy.
No
for
way.
For 2020.
No
not
way.
Not even kidding you.
Surely not.
The fans have spoken. The fans have spoken and that is what they want. Now, women, mainly married women, have been jumping on Twitter saying that they would actually leave their husbands to go onto the show just to get an audition.
I tell you what, it'd be the highest level of entries Channel 10 has ever seen if it's Liam Hemsworth.
Now, also trending this morning, oh my gosh, there is a naked guy walking down Sandridge Road right now playing a little ukulele that's covering the front bits. The bag is kind of covering the back bit.
Thank goodness, Ryan.
He was a little bit worried at the start until I threw out there that if you rate Jesse at 10 out of 10, three beeps is what we need for
three
a 10
beeps
out of
is
10,
a 10
rating for Jesse.
So the reason that we're doing this is that Naked Wanderer movie comes out on the 30th of August. Filmed a bit of it down here in Bunbury.
Yeah.
But this is the actual costume they use in the movie. This tiny little loincloth. And I tell you what, Angus McLaren, who plays the lead role, obviously had a much smaller butt than me.
Are you wearing a G-banger under that?
No.
Oh.
Nothing fits under this.
Oh.
There is nothing underneath this.
I just bought a pair of scissors along with me.
But I tell you what.
Okay, the funniest moment just happened 20 seconds ago. This lady was driving past and the look on her, she looked once and then she did a double take.
Yeah.
But the look on her face was just absolutely priceless. She had no idea what was going on. Literally. Oh my gosh. But thank you so much for the love and support.
Yeah, thanks for the beeps, everyone.
Jesse's feeling very confident about
the
himself.
The head is blowing up this morning. Yeah. Got the guitar going on down here.
Oh my God, I've got to stop walking behind you.
You do not want to see what's behind.
Okay, I'm walking in front. Anyway, if you do want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
But stick around. Inside the next 10 minutes, we have tickets to R&B Fridays live to give away as well. So do not go anywhere. It's Jesse and Jules live from Blair Street.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
As I walk naked, almost naked, down Blair Street in
Bunbury. Are we past halfway yet? We're walking towards the break. We started at Earlop Roundabout.
I think we're about halfway. We're at the front of Bunnings at the moment. So if you are driving past, give us a bit of a honk.
I was about to say, come and get your sausages.
You can't say that at the moment.
Oh, my gosh.
As we do this naked walk for the movie, The Naked Wanderer, hopefully I'll keep my place in that movie. But
yeah, Jesse, it's looking a bit cold, mate.
Yeah, it is actually very cold. I think when we got out of the car, it said 4 degrees, feels like 2.4, and I was like...
Oh, man, your nipples are like...
Degrees or centimetres?
You're going to be poking people's eyes out as you're driving past.
Cutting gloves. Anyway, we do have tickets to give away to this.
R&B Fridays Live 2019.
Oh!
Okay, if you want to secure your R&B Friday Live tickets before the general public, pre-sale does end at midday today, so make sure you go to thehit.com.au, download the Hit app as well too. You can also get the exclusive pre-sale code from there, or you can win with us right now when we play Flip It and Reverse It. So we have chosen an artist from the R&B Fridays lineup, yep. And we've got one of their songs. We're going to reverse it, and you've got to... Like, tell us which song it is.
Perfect.
Okay, so if you know what song that is, give us a call right now. 13, 12, 16.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Live from the side of Blair Street. So we do our Naked Wander down the down to the Breck ahead of the Naked Wanderer movie. Premiering here in Bunbury on the 30th of August. Again, screams and cheers.
Oh, man, the ladies are losing it over Jesse this morning.
The police have stopped twice to have a look at this. And here we got another one. Morning, hello, how are you?
You can't stop in the middle of the road. Oh, my God.
But we also have tickets to give this giveaway to this.
R&B Fridays Live 2019.
Oh!
Okay, if you want to...
Yeah, good.
Hold on, we're being pulled up by the police.
Thank you, mate. Oh, my God. Cheers, thank you. Sorry, just had to have a quick chat to the police there.
The police are not happy with us at the moment. Please...
Please, if you're driving past, don't obstruct traffic.
Please don't, and please don't stop in the middle of the road either.
Like that.
But if you want to score yourself... Two tickets to go to R&B Fridays Live. You can play Flip It and Reverse It right now. We've got Chloe from Bunners on the phone. Good morning, babes.
Good morning. How are you? Cold?
Good, Chloe. I'm a bit cold, but I'm surviving, Chloe. Now, do you think you know what song this is?
I think so. Just a little guess. Was it Black Eyed Peas that I'm feeling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Congratulations, babe.
Tickets are all yours.
You and whoever you want to take.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
No worries, Chloe. Have a fantastic day, mate.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Julesy, we are almost done with this naked walk. We're almost at Centrepoint Shopping Centre. We're headed to the Breck.
Almost.
Hopefully we'll make it before the end of the show. It's ladies. Starting to warm up. I might be getting a little bit of a tan.
Oh, my gosh. The ladies are getting an absolute treat today. Oh, Jesse, you are just making their morning.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Live from the side of Blair Street, Julesy, as we make our way towards the Breck. We're almost there.
Jesse, you are butt naked. And, oh, yes, it gets all the beats. So we did say earlier, three beats does represent a 10 out of a 10.
A 10 out of 10 for Jesse.
Jeez, mate, seriously. I know I was talking about Liam Hemsworth being the next Bachelor, but hello. I think it actually might be you.
And if you missed it, the reason we're doing this is I got a scene in that new movie, The Naked Wanderer, that was filmed here in Bunbury about a year ago. And just trying to prove my commitment. The guy who wrote it said that if I do the naked wander through town,
he might keep my scene in the movie.
And yep. So then I can make my big screen acting debut. Now, we're almost at the Breck. We're not far away. But, Jules, I got an admission to make to you.
Oh, you got a wedgie?
Yeah, really big.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not even lying. I can tell when I walk behind you. Oh, you've got a massive wedgie.
Is it that visible, is it?
You know what we have to put up with.
I was going
to
say, how do girls wear those bikinis where they go right, you know, because they're in fashion at the moment.
To be honest, you just get used to it.
Do you?
Yeah.
because, like, I just, you know, when you say we've got to pick up the pace because we're running late,
yeah.
The faster we walk, the higher it goes.
Are you getting shape or what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting all sorts of action down there, and none of it's good, you know?
Okay, so, we're going to try and cross.
We're going to cross the road here. We're just opposite the estuary.
Oh, look, just going to say thank you so much for all the love and the beeps this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally. Like, Jesse's just holding his head up. It's that big.
And thanks to the police for not arresting us before when they said they had to pull us over
yeah.
for a little bit.
Oh,
that
we
was a big
a
shout
bit,
out to them.
I'm not going to lie. They even put the lights on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get
so,
the bloody hell out of me. I didn't even do anything wrong. I'm not even naked.
I've never been arrested in my life. Anyway, big thank you to everyone for putting up with this site in the morning. With any luck, we'll keep me spot in the movie.
Yep.
The Naked Wanderer. The premiere's here in Bunbury. Like, it's pretty cool. It's a massive premiere for Cinefestivals. It's at the Breck on the 30th of August. And with any luck, if you go and see the movie, you see my pretty little face for about half a second as I turn around in my scene, and that's it.
Well, at least we don't have to see your butt, because seriously,
yeah, we've seen enough of that this morning.
If it was that.
Can you get a tan in winter? Because you get a lot of sun on the skin this morning.
To be honest, man, your ass still looks pretty white. Anyway, I'm running back in front. I can't do this.
We are probably 2 minutes walk away from the Breck, but we do have to go. That is it for us today.
Yeah, we will catch you guys tomorrow.
Tomorrow from 6.
My last show.
For Julesy's last weeks. Show before she goes on... goes and covers maternity leave.
I thought you were going to say maternity leave then. I was like, you just need
another surprise in the show this morning. Naked people and babies. It's all happening.
Bye, guys.
Love yous.
Want more Jesse and Joel? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.